Okay.
Let's call the meeting to order. And we start with our safety contact.
Morning. In case of an emergency, we will egress to the main doors, which are illuminated with an exit sign. We'll assemble across the street on the lawn of the building museum. An automated external defibrillator is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically placed throughout the building, and restrooms are past the guard desk on the left. Today's safety contact will be a video that focuses on winter-related slips, trips, and falls. Please play the video.
It's that time of year again where slipping, tripping, and falling are more likely to happen. We want to keep you safe this winter by arming you with 6 simple tips. Tip 1. Off-roading isn't safe. Always stay on designated walkways. Tip 2. Always use both hands when going up or down the stairs. Keep 3 points of contact at all times. Tip 3. Always keep your head and eyes up to scan for potential hazards. Tip 4. If you do come across an icy patch, imagine you're a penguin. Get low, turn your feet out slightly, and slowly waddle. Tip 5. If you come across a hazard, fix it right away or report it, and follow up. Tip 6. Always wear proper footwear for the conditions. Good grip is essential. We all play a role in preventing slips, trips, and falls at work and at home. Do your part. Look out for yourself, your colleagues, and your family this winter.
Thank you.
Okay. There's one that's not on there. If you do, like I did, trip and fall and cut yourself, go see a doctor and don't self-medicate, because what happens is it gets infected. So just a little advice from me. Okay. We will convene the meeting now. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there a move to approve the agenda? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for October 25th, 2018, December 13th, 2018, and the November 15th, 2018 executive session. I move approval of the minutes. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, I abstain.
Oh, you abstain? How come? Oh, never mind.
Because I
wasn't here. Oh, all right. All right. The next item on the agenda is the acceptance of the Inspector General's report. The Executive Committee has a responsibility of reviewing and accepting audit and other reports by the Inspector General. The committee has reviewed the following reports: the audit of the WMATA's vendor master file, the audit of the employee separation process, and the Inspector General's semi-annual report number 23. Before we take a vote, Mr. Charrington, would you provide the committee with a brief overview of these reports?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Conducted an audit of WMATA's vendor master file. WMATA's exposed to fraud, improper payments, and errors because of ineffective vendor master file maintenance and cleanup procedures and a lack of separation of duties. As a result of these issues, incorrect or incomplete payment information in the master file could cause an improper payment to a WMATA vendor. Also, the lack of validation of information and the lack of separation of duties increases the risk of fraud. For the 37 vendors selected for audit fieldwork, all had at least one internal control issue in the master file process. Management is in the process of implementing our recommendations. Number 2, we conducted an audit of the employee separation process. Improvements are needed in 1, the ability to collect outstanding claims. 2, removing network email access. 3, tracking WMATA property, and 4, deactivating direct deposits. Because of weak employee separation and asset recovery processes, employees owe approximately $340,000 in outstanding claims. In addition, employees can possibly access WMATA systems after separation, could separate with WMATA property, and be erroneously paid after separation. Management is in the process of implementing our recommendations. For our semi-annual report to the board for the 6 months ending December 31st, 2018, OIG investigations contributed to 4 criminal indictments. We issued 4 reports of investigation. We issued 5 audit reports that identified $1.9 million in funds put to better use. We issued 58 contract audit reports and identified $5.8 million in possible savings. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Charrington. So let's see, where are we now? Any questions? I move the executive committee accept these reports and authorize the inspector general's office to post them to the WMATA website. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Any questions? Anything? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, is there any further business to come before the committee? I see none. We stand adjourned, and the Safety and Operations Committee will begin immediately following.